¿Cómo llevamos el mundial de fútbol?
How's the World Cup going?
How is Spain doing?
¿Cómo va España?
España va bien.
Fine.
Es que están jugando al despiste para que crean que.
Yeah, we were kind of doing it deliberately so they like, think we're not as good as we really are.
Y ahora vamos de lleno.
And now we're gonna get our what we deserve, I think.
Argentina.
Argentina.
Bueno. Ok. Bueno. Estamos en los últimos días.
We're in the last days.
El Señor está cerca de su venida.
The coming of the Lord is close.
Y gran parte de la iglesia en el mundo está dormida.
And a large part of the church in the world is asleep.
Hay un llamado urgente.
There's an urgent call.
A la iglesia.
To the church.
A abrazar la cruz y andar en santidad.
To lay hold of the cross and to walk in holiness.
Nuestro llamado principal,
our main calling,
no es hacer cosas para el Señor,
isn't to do things for the Lord,
sino acercarnos a Él.
It's rather for us to draw near to Him.
Somos llamados a ser como Él.
We're called to be like Him.
Y estamos en tiempos peligrosos.
And we're in dangerous times.
Y desviarse de la verdad,
and to move away from truth,
es fácil.
It's easy. It's an easy thing to do.
Bueno, voy a hablar de una mentira muy extendida en la iglesia.
I'm going to speak about a lie that is kind of fairly widespread in the church.
Pero la mentira la vamos a descubrir hablando la verdad.
But we're going to actually uncover this lie by speaking truth.
Muchos creen que Jesús murió solo en la cruz.
Many people believe that Jesus only died on the cross.
Pero cuando él murió en la cruz.
But when he died on the cross.
Tú y yo morimos con él.
We also died together with him.
No es simbólica nuestra muerte.
Our death isn't something symbolic.
Fue un hecho real.
It was a real fact.
No fue físicamente, no estábamos allí.
Physically we weren't there.
Fue tu viejo hombre que fue crucificado, el hombre de pecado.
It was your old man that was crucified, your man of sin.
Tu vieja naturaleza murió con él.
Your old nature died together with Christ.
Toda la herencia que teníamos de Adán murió con él.
All of the inheritance that we had together with Adam died with him.
Y ocurrió algo tremendo.
And something tremendous happened.
Fuimos liberados del pecado.
We were set free from sin.
Hemos muerto al pecado.
We've died to sin.
¿Qué quiere decir muertos al pecado?
And what does that mean in reality?
Que el pecado ya no tiene control sobre nosotros.
It means that sin no longer has control over us.
Que no somos esclavos del pecado.
We're not slaves to sin any longer.
Que tenemos el poder de decir no.
We have the power to say no.
Cuando somos tentados.
When we're tempted.
Vamos a mirar Romanos 6, 6 a 7.
We're going to look at Romans 6, 6 to 7. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin.
Exacto. Buenas noticias.
It's good news.
Nuestro viejo hombre fue crucificado con él.
Our old man was crucified together with him.
Y en una Biblia, en una de las traducciones bíblicas,
and one of the translations
se traduce, se traduce,
is translated as
reducido a la impotencia.
Reduced to powerlessness.
Nuestro viejo hombre fue reducido a la impotencia hacia el pecado.
Our old man was reduced to powerlessness with regard to sin.
Y entonces hemos sido liberados del pecado.
So actually we've been free from sin.
Antes de aceptar a Jesús, éramos esclavos del pecado.
Before we accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, we were slaves to sin.
Romanos 6, 17.
Romans 6, 17 says, but God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered.
Y en Romanos 6, 18.
And verse 18 says, and having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness.
fuimos liberados del pecado.
We were set free from sin.
Y mucha gente sigue esclava del pecado.
Is, are still slaves to sin.
El pecado ya no nos domina.
Sin no longer dominates us.
Romanos 6:14.
Romans 6:14 says, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law but under grace."
No tiene dominio sobre nosotros.
It doesn't have dominion over us any longer.
¿Quiere decir que nunca más vamos a volver a pecar?
Does that mean that we're never gonna sin again?
No.
No.
Pero no vamos a ser practicantes habitualmente de pecado.
But it does mean that we're not going to practice sin on a habitual basis.
Vamos a pecar.
We're going to sin.
Pero no habitualmente.
But not habitually.
Entonces, puede que pensemos.
Maybe we think.
Si he muerto al pecado.
If I've died to sin.
¿Por qué sigo luchando con este pecado?
Why do I still struggle with this particular sin?
O con este otro.
Or with this other particular sin.
¿Por qué sigo practicándolo habitualmente?
Why do I continue practicing this on a habitual basis?
Porque te sigues creyendo un pecador.
Because you still think you're a sinner.
Y te llamas a ti mismo un pecador.
And you call yourself a sinner.
Todos oímos esa frase que dice.
We often hear this.
Solo soy un pobre pecador salvado por gracia.
Oh, I'm just a poor sinner saved by grace.
Esa es la mentira del diablo.
And the lie of the enemy.
De la que yo quería hablar.
And that's the lie of the enemy
mentira del diablo muy extendida.
It's a complete lie of the enemy and very, very extended.
No somos pecadores, hemos sido liberados del
pecado. We are not sinners. We've been freed from sin.
Pero tenemos muchas veces compasión de nuestro viejo hombre.
But often we feel compassion for our old man.
Y con esas palabras y la manera antigua de pensar.
And with these words and with our old way of thinking.
Lo mantenemos vivo.
We keep him alive.
Y lo sigues cargando sobre ti cada día.
And we kind of like put him on every day.
Aunque está muerto.
Although he's dead.
Y huele muy mal.
And he smells awful.
Oh, pobrecito.
Oh, poor thing.
Oh, ¿qué quieres hoy, viejo hombre?
Oh, man, what do you want to do today?
Tenemos compasión de él.
We feel compassion towards him.
Entonces, ¿qué tenemos que hacer?
So, what do we have to do?
Despojarnos del viejo hombre y vestirnos de nuevo.
We have to get rid of him and actually dress ourselves in the new man.
Tu viejo hombre murió, pero tú tienes que despojarte de él.
Your old man died, but you've got to take him off. You've got to get rid of him.
Y tú tienes que vestirte del nuevo.
And you've got to put on the new man.
Lee Efesios 4.
Ephesians
4. 22-24.
Okay, and it says that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
Este es mi viejo hombre.
This is my old man.
Entonces,
so,
mi viejo hombre está muerto.
My old man said.
Entonces, ¿por qué sigues luchando contra él?
So why do you continue struggling with him?
La palabra dice que está muerto.
The word says he's dead.
Pero solo tenemos que despojarnos de él.
But we've only got to just take him off, get rid of him.
Pero nos ponemos como no nos hemos despojado de él.
But because we haven't got rid of him.
Si yo me muevo.
If I move.
Él cobra vida.
He takes on life.
Él se mueve conmigo.
He moves with me.
¿Qué tenemos que hacer?
So, what do we have to do?
Despojarnos del viejo hombre.
Get rid of the old man.
Dice la palabra.
The word says.
Que nos despojemos de él.
That we get rid of him.
Ahora no. Está muerto.
Now he's dead.
No puede moverse.
He can't move.
Solo yo puedo darle vida.
Only I can give him life.
Entonces, ¿cómo me he visto me desvisto del viejo hombre, me despojo.
So, how do I get rid of the old man?
Y me visto de nuevo.
And I actually put on the new man.
Renovando mi mente.
By renewing my mind.
Despojarse del viejo hombre y vestirse de nuevo es un proceso.
Getting rid of the old man and putting on the new man is a process.
Es cambiar tu antigua manera de pensar y de hablar sobre ti mismo.
It's changing. It requires a change in the old way of thinking about yourself and also the way you speak about yourself.
Y pensar y hablar de ti mismo.
And it requires that you think and speak about yourself.
Lo que la Biblia dice que tú eres.
The word the Bible says that you are.
En Cristo.
In Christ.
Vamos a poner un ejemplo de renovar nuestra mente.
We're going to give an example of renewing our mind.
Porque renovar nuestra mente es como borrar un cassette antiguo.
Because renewing your mind is like rubbing out an old cassette.
Borrar una canción y grabar otra nueva.
It's like rubbing out one song and recording another song on top of it.
Tenemos que borrar todo lo que Satanás dice de nosotros.
We've got to rub out, delete completely everything that Satan says about us.
Eso es renovar nuestra mente y grabar lo que Dios dice.
Renewing our mind and recording what God says about us.
No somos pecadores.
We are not sinners.
Vamos a pecar, pero no somos pecadores.
We might sin, but we are not sinners.
Porque mientras yo diga que soy pecador,
because while I'm saying I am a sinner,
seguiré pecando.
I will continue sinning.
Porque lo que yo digo, eso es.
What I say is what I will do.
Lo que digo y lo que pienso,
what I say, what I think,
lo transformaré en obras.
I'll start to do.
Romanos 6:11.
Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to God. But alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Consideraos muertos al pecado.
We need to consider ourselves dead.
Consideraos muertos al pecado.
Consider ourselves dead to sin.
Si me considero pecador,
if I consider myself a
voy
sinner,
a pecar.
I'm going to sin.
Tengo que considerarme muerto al pecado.
I have to consider myself dead to sin.
Simplemente tengo que creer que la palabra dice que he sido crucificado con Cristo.
I just need to believe that the word says that I've been crucified together with Christ.
Y considerarme muerto al pecado.
And consider myself dead to sin.
Nosotros ahora estamos en Cristo.
We are now in Christ.
Somos una nueva creación.
We're a new creation.
Somos la justicia de Dios en Cristo Jesús.
The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Las cosas viejas pasaron, todas son hechas nuevas.
The old things past and new, and everything has been made new.
Quiere decir,
that means
que somos llamados a ser fotocopias de Jesús.
That we're actually called to be photocopies of Jesus.
No somos llamados a tratar de ser santos.
We're not called to try and be holy.
Tratar de ser justos.
Or try to be righteous.
Somos santos.
We are holy and
somos
we are
justos.
Righteous.
Y nuestra justicia y nuestra santidad.
And our righteousness and our holiness.
No es algo que nosotros producimos.
Isn't something that we actually produce ourselves.
Mucha gente trata de ser santo haciendo buenas obras.
Many people try to be holy by doing good works.
Mucha gente trata de ser justo haciendo buenas obras.
Or they try to be righteous by doing good works.
Esa justicia Dios dice que no le agrada, es como trapo de inmundicia.
And the Lord says that that kind of righteousness doesn't please him. It's like they're just like filthy rags to him.
Nosotros hemos recibido la justicia de Jesús.
We've received the righteousness of Jesus.
Y su santidad.
And his holiness.
Su propia santidad.
His own holiness.
La santidad no es algo que nosotros producimos.
It's, holiness is not something we produce.
Muchas veces tratamos de hacernos santos.
Many times we try so hard to be holy.
No, al nacer de nuevo somos totalmente santos y totalmente justos.
When we get born again, we become totally holy and totally righteous.
Es Cristo en ti.
It's Christ in you.
Porque si nos miramos a nosotros mismos, decimos.
Because if we start to look at ourselves, we start to say.
Nosotros no podemos ser como Jesús.
We can't be like Jesus. I can't be like Jesus.
Pero no eres tú. No eres tú. Es Cristo en ti.
But it's not you. It's Christ in you.
Es Cristo viviendo su vida en ti.
It's Christ living his life.
Y a través de ti.
And through you.
No en tu poder, sino en el poder del Espíritu Santo.
Not in your power, but in the power of the Holy Spirit.
En Cristo soy más que vencedor.
In Christ, I'm more than a conqueror.
¿Sobre qué?
Over what?
Primeramente sobre el pecado.
principally over sin.
Hemos muerto al pecado.
We've died to sin.
El justo por la fe vivirá.
The righteous by faith shall live.
Simplemente tenemos que decidir creer lo que la palabra dice.
It's just a case of simply believing what the word says.
Entonces Dios sabe que nosotros no podemos vencer el pecado en nuestras propias fuerzas.
So the Lord knows that actually we cannot overcome sin in our own strength.
Por eso Dios,
that's why,
no solo pide de nosotros obediencia,
God not only asks us for obedience,
sino que nos ha dado poder para obedecer.
But he's actually given us the power to walk in obedience.
¿Cuál es ese poder?
And what is this power?
Es el Espíritu Santo en ti.
It's the Holy Spirit in you.
Él te da el poder sobre la carne.
He gives you power over flesh.
Y mantiene tu viejo hombre bajo muerte.
And he keeps your old man under.
Romanos 8:13.
Romans 8:13. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
Si por el Espíritu.
If by the Spirit.
Si por el Espíritu.
If by the Spirit.
No en nuestras propias fuerzas.
Not in our own strength.
Dios no nos ha dado el Espíritu Santo solo para habitar en nosotros.
God has not given us the Holy Spirit just so that He could come live in us.
Él te lo ha dado para que Él haga en ti.
He's given us the Holy Spirit so that He will work in us.
Lo que tú no puedes hacer en tus propias fuerzas.
What we can't do in our own strength.
Solo tienes que confiar y rendirte al Espíritu
the
Santo.
The only thing that we need to do is to trust and to give ourselves to the Holy Spirit.
¿Cómo te da el Espíritu Santo ese poder sobre la carne?
And how does the Holy Spirit give this power over the flesh to you?
Es una ley espiritual.
It's a spiritual law.
Romanos 8.
Romans 8.
1-2.
There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
Es una ley espiritual.
It was a spiritual law.
Lo mismo que ha creado Dios leyes físicas.
The same way that God has created physical laws.
Como la ley de la gravedad.
Like the law of gravity.
Todos sabemos que si vamos en un avión.
We all know that if we're up in an aeroplane.
Y nos tiramos sin paracaídas.
And we jump out without a parachute.
Vamos a ir muy rápido hacia abajo.
We're going to come down a bit quick.
Es una ley natural.
It's a natural law.
También hay leyes espirituales.
There are also spiritual laws.
Y Dios nos ha dado el Espíritu Santo para que andemos en esa ley que Él produce.
And God has given us the Holy Spirit so that we can walk in this law that He's actually created.
Antes actuaba en nosotros la ley del pecado.
Before, the law of sin was what was working in us.
No podíamos evitar pecar.
And we couldn't avoid sinning.
Pero ahora nuestro viejo hombre,
but now, our old man,
ha muerto al pecado.
Died to sin.
Tiene poder.
He's got power.
A través del Espíritu Santo.
Through the Holy Spirit.
Para vencer el pecado.
We have power through the Holy Spirit to overcome sin.
Amen. Por eso dice la palabra muchas veces.
That's why the word says many times.
Andad en el Espíritu.
Walk in the Spirit.
Y no satisfaréis el deseo de la carne.
And don't satisfy the pleasures of the flesh.
Gálatas 5:16.
Galatians 5:16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
No cumpliréis.
You won't fulfill.
Es la única manera.
It's the only way.
De vencer el pecado.
To overcome sin.
Andar en el Espíritu Santo.
Is to walk in. Together with the Holy Spirit.
Cuando nos conectamos a Él,
when we connect to Him,
se activa automáticamente la ley del Espíritu en nosotros.
The law of the Spirit is automatically activated in us.
¿Cuál es nuestra parte?
And what's our part in all of this?
¿Cómo puedo andar en el Espíritu?
How can I walk in the Spirit?
Romanos 8:5.
For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
¿Cómo puedo andar en el Espíritu?
So how can I walk in the Spirit?
Poniendo mi mente, mis pensamientos en las cosas del Espíritu.
Putting my mind and my thoughts on spiritual things.
Si solo pongo mi mente en las cosas de Dios 5 minutos por la mañana,
if I only spend 5 minutes every morning in the things of God,
no voy a andar en el Espíritu.
I'm not going to walk in the Spirit.
Andar en el Espíritu necesita tiempo.
Walking in the Spirit requires time.
Para orar, estudiar,
to pray, to study the Word.
Tener comunión con el Espíritu
to
Santo.
Have fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
Derramar tu corazón a Él.
To actually pour out your heart to
escucharle
him,
a ver qué Él te dice.
And listen to it to see what He's saying to you.
Entonces,
so,
todo depende.
Everything depends.
Nuestra victoria sobre el pecado.
Our victory over sin depends.
Y evidentemente depende de tener una relación íntima con el Espíritu
evidently
Santo.
On having an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit.
El Espíritu Santo anhela, dice la palabra.
The Holy Spirit actually desires, and it says
anhela celosamente.
Jealously desires.
Tener esa relación contigo.
To have this relationship with you.
Sin esa relación no tendremos victoria en nuestra vida.
If we don't have this relationship, we won't have victory in our lives.
La relación cercana con el Espíritu Santo
diaria
activa esa ley.
Activates this law.
Que mantiene a nuestro viejo hombre bajo muerte.
Which keeps our old man under.
Seguro que alguno de vosotros estáis pensando.
I'm sure that some of you are thinking.
Mateo no se ha dado cuenta de lo que dice el apóstol Pablo en los versículos antes.
Mateo no realized what the apostle Paul was saying a few verses before.
Ya lo hemos pillado.
Yeah, we caught him now.
Porque Pablo dice que no puede dejar de pecar.
Because Pablo says that he can't stop sinning.
Romanos 7.
Romans 7.
21-24.
21-24. I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of death?
Mucha gente cree,
many people think,
que lo que Pablo está diciendo aquí,
that what Paul's saying here,
que no se puede evitar el pecado,
means that we can't avoid sinning.
Esa es otra mentira que
hay en tu vida. Another lie, another distortion.
No. Lo que Pablo está diciendo en estos versículos.
What the apostle Paul is saying in these verses.
No es que no puede dejar de ser un pecador.
Is not that he can't stop sinning.
Porque entonces mentiría.
Because if it was that was the case.
Porque en
Romanos 6. Because it says in Romans.
Porque en Romanos 6 dice que hemos muerto al pecado.
It says we've died to sin.
Si hemos muerto al pecado.
If we've died to sin.
¿Cómo puede ser que Pablo quiera decir que no podemos dejar de pecar?
How is it then that we can interpret these verses and think that he's saying he can't stop sinning?
O a lo mejor es que la Biblia está equivocada.
Or maybe it's the Bible's, you know, made a mistake.
No, sabemos que eso es imposible.
No, we know that's impossible.
Así que lo que quiere decir
so,
Pablo.
What the apostle Paul wants to, is actually saying here is.
Estos versículos explican la impotencia que él sentía.
These verses actually explain his powerlessness.
Y que todo nacido de nuevo siente esa impotencia.
What he actually felt, the powerlessness that he felt, and that every person born again feels.
Hasta que descubrimos la ley del Espíritu de vida en Cristo Jesús.
Until we discover the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus.
Luchamos contra el pecado.
We struggle with sin.
En nuestra propia fuerza.
In our own strength.
Eso es lo mismo que hacían los judíos en la ley.
It's exactly the same as the Jews did under law.
Luchaban contra el pecado y no podían vencerlo.
They struggled against sin and they couldn't overcome it.
Porque había una ley en tu cuerpo, en tus miembros.
There was a law in your body, natural body.
Y esa ley obraba de manera que no podías dejar de pecar.
And this law worked in such a way that you couldn't stop sinning.
Pero ahora nuestro viejo hombre murió.
Now our old man died.
Y hay una ley superior.
And there's a superior, a far greater law.
Una ley que te mantiene fuera del pecado.
A law that keeps you out of sin.
Repito que esto no quiere decir que nunca vamos a pecar.
I'll repeat myself again. It doesn't mean that we're never going to sin.
Pero no seremos pecadores habituales.
But we will not be habitual sinners.
¿Qué es habitual?
What's habitual?
Bueno, supongo que.
Well, I suppose.
Que si cometo un asesinato una vez al año.
If I commit murder once a year.
No debe ser muy. Supongo que haciéndolo una vez al año es habitual.
I suppose that's fairly habitual.
si una vez al mes voy a atracar un banco,
if I go once a month to rob a bank,
a mí me parece que es habitual.
That would seem fairly habitual.
Hay pecados y pecados.
There are sins and sins.
Hay los pecados que cometemos más habitualmente.
There are sins that we tend to commit.
Sobre todo cuando perdemos los nervios.
Above all, when we lose our temper.
Cuando nos enfurecemos.
When we get angry.
Porque nos pilla desprevenidos.
Because it catches us on the hop.
Reaccionamos.
And we react.
Pero si vas a robar un banco.
But if you go to rob a bank.
Tienes que pensarlo, meditarlo.
You have to think about it beforehand. You have to meditate on it.
Y eso sería pecar deliberadamente.
And that would be sinning deliberately, premeditated.
Y pecar deliberadamente sí que es peligroso.
And to do that is definitely very dangerous.
Una cosa es luchar contra el pecado.
One thing is to struggle with sin.
Hasta que descubrimos.
Until we discover.
Ese descanso que hay en la ley del Espíritu.
The rest that comes from the law of the Spirit.
Porque todos hemos luchado contra el pecado.
Because we've all struggled with sin.
Pero queremos salir de ahí.
But we want to come out of it.
Y el Señor ve nuestro corazón.
And the Lord sees our heart.
Pero que peca deliberadamente.
But to sin deliberately.
Está en un peligro muy grande.
Is in a person who does that is in a
bueno,
danger.
Eso es otro tema.
That's
vamos
another
a
topic
ahí.
Which we're not going to talk about now.
Entonces nosotros estamos en Cristo.
So we are in Christ.
De modo que si alguno está en Cristo,
so if anybody is in Christ,
nueva criatura es.
He is a new creation.
Las cosas viejas pasaron.
All things passed away.
Hay una versión bíblica que dice.
There's a Bible translation that says.
Que somos una creación que nunca existió antes.
That we are a creation that never existed before.
Y eso elimina todo en nuestra vida.
And that eliminates all of our own life.
Ya no somos viejos pecadores salvados por
gracia. No, we're not all sinners saved by grace.
Pecadores, no.
Sinners, no.
Somos la justicia de Dios en Cristo.
We are the righteousness of God in Christ.
Somos una nueva creación.
We are a new creation.
Tu naturaleza ahora no es carnal.
Your nature is now no longer carnal.
Tu naturaleza es espiritual.
Your nature is spiritual.
Tu espíritu que antes no tenía comunión con Dios.
Your spirit that prior to this didn't have intimate fellowship with God.
Nació de nuevo.
Was born again.
Tú naciste de Dios.
You were born of God.
Si has nacido de nuevo.
If you've been born again.
Has nacido directamente de Dios.
You've been born directly from God.
Tu espíritu recibió nueva vida.
Your spirit received new life.
La propia vida de Dios.
God's own life.
La propia vida suya.
His own life.
Tu alma o tu cuerpo no nacieron de nuevo.
Your soul and your body didn't get born again.
Fue tu espíritu el que nació
it
de nuevo.
It was his spirit that got born again.
Y aunque tu naturaleza carnal está en ti todavía.
And although your carnal nature still forms part of you.
Está muerta.
It's dead.
O reducida a la impotencia.
Or reduced to powerlessness.
Depende de nosotros.
It depends upon us.
Despojarnos del viejo hombre.
To get rid of the old man.
Mantenerla.
And keep him.
A través de la ley del Espíritu bajo muerte.
In death through the law of the Spirit.
Mucha gente piensa que tiene dos naturalezas.
Many people think that we've got two different natures.
Si has nacido de nuevo, no tienes dos naturalezas.
If you've been born again, you don't have. Two natures.
Permanece en ti esa naturaleza vieja.
That old nature forms part of you.
Pero está muerta.
But it's dead.
Sometida bajo muerte.
Submitted under.
No tenemos una naturaleza carnal y otra espiritual.
We don't have a carnal nature and a spiritual nature.
Tú no eres un día el Dr. Jekyll y otro el Mr. Hyde.
You're not one day Dr. Jekyll and the next day Mr. Hyde.
Un día no te levantas y hoy voy a... me he levantado como ¿cuál era el malo?
Who was the bad one of the two?
Jekyll or Hyde?
Was it Jekyll or Hyde?
Hyde era el malo.
Yes.
Oh, señor.
You don't get up one day and go, oh, Lord.
¿Cómo me levantaré hoy?
How will I get up this morning? Who will I be this morning?
¿Estará Hyde en mí?
Will I be Mr. Hyde?
No. Ya no somos pecadores.
We're no longer sinners.
Tenemos que levantarnos y, claro, buscar esa comunión con el Espíritu Santo.
We have to get up and, of course, go into that intimate time with the Holy Spirit.
Dios es espíritu y tú también.
God is spirit and so are you.
1 de Corintios 6:17.
1 Corinthians 6:17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him.
Tú tienes alma.
You've got a soul.
Vives en un cuerpo.
You live in a body.
Pero eres espíritu.
But you are a spirit.
Tú eres espíritu.
You are a spirit.
Nuestro hombre espiritual.
Our spirit man.
Tiene que dominar tu alma.
Has to dominate the soul.
E incluso las acciones de nuestro cuerpo.
And even our bodily acts.
Eso es andar en el espíritu.
That's walking in the spirit.
Cuando andamos en la carne.
When we walk in the flesh.
No podemos dominar nuestro cuerpo.
We can't dominate our body.
Pecamos porque
we commit sin.
El alma es el que peca.
It's because it's the soul that sins.
Tu espíritu no peca.
Your spirit doesn't sin.
Efesios 2:6.
And raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Exacto. Tú estás en Cristo.
You are in Christ.
¿Dónde está él ahora?
Where's he now?
Sentado en lugares celestiales.
He's seated in heavenly places.
Tú también estás ahí.
And you too.
Porque estás incluido en él.
Because you're included in him.
Tú nunca estás fuera de Cristo.
You're never out of Christ.
Siempre estamos incluidos en él.
We're always included in him.
Y esto no es cuando mueras.
And this isn't when you die.
Es tu posición ahora.
It's your position right now.
Estamos sentados con él en los lugares celestiales.
We are seated together with him in heavenly places.
Y ahora vamos a leer 1 de Corintios 1:30.
And now we're going to 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, the righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
¿Qué significa que estamos en Cristo?
What does it mean that we're in Christ?
Significa que todo lo que él es, somos nosotros.
It means that everything that he is, so are we.
Él es justo y me ha dado su propia justicia.
He's righteous and he's given me his own righteousness.
Como dije antes, no somos justos porque hacemos cosas buenas. Somos justos porque estamos en Cristo.
We're righteous because we're in Christ.
Y al estar en Cristo,
and the fact that we're in Christ means
todo lo que Él es,
everything that he is,
nos lo ha dado a nosotros.
He's given to us.
Porque ya no vivimos nosotros.
Because it's not us that live.
Sino que Cristo vive en nosotros.
It's Christ that lives in us.
Con Cristo estoy crucificado.
With Christ I'm crucified.
Y ya no vivo yo, más vive Cristo en mí.
And I no longer live, but it's Christ that lives in me.
Nosotros no tenemos justicia propia.
We don't have our own righteousness.
No tenemos santidad propia.
We don't have our own holiness.
Yo no intento ser justo.
I don't try to be righteous.
Yo soy justo.
I am righteous.
No intento ser santo.
I don't try to
soy
be holy.
Santo.
I am holy.
Romanos 8:29. Ya estoy terminando, pero...
¿Puedo despedirme?
Sí, venga.
No necesito mucho.
Ah, vale.
Bueno, thank you very much. It's possible go the next Sunday.
Perfecto.
Thank you.
A vosotros.
Lo siento por tenernos que marchar.
Nada.
Pero claro, trabajo primero, ¿no?
Sí. La obligación primero y más cómo están las cosas.
Bye.
Venga, encantados.
Bye.
Nos vemos.
Thank
venga,
luego.
Hasta luego.
Guillermo.
Hasta luego.
Por último.
Yeah, the last verse. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed in the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
Estamos predestinados.
We're predestined.
a conformarnos a la imagen de Jesús.
To be conformed to the image of Christ.
No estamos predestinados.
We're not predestined.
A conformarnos a la imagen de el hermano tal,
conform to the image of brother so-and-so,
o del profeta tal,
or prophet so-and-so,
ni siquiera del apóstol Pablo,
but not even to be conformed to the image of the apostle Paul.
Todo eso se queda abajo para nosotros.
All of this comes short, falls short.
La palabra dice,
the word says,
que estamos predestinados,
that we are predestined,
a ser hechos como Jesús.
To be made like Jesus.
¿Puedo yo llegar a ser como Jesús en mis propias fuerzas?
Can I actually reach that level of being like Jesus in my own strength?
No.
No way. No.
Pero es Jesús en mí.
But it's Jesus Christ in me.
Con Cristo estoy crucificado.
With Christ I'm crucified.
Yo disminuyo.
I become less.
Al punto de que ya no vivo yo.
To the point where I don't live any longer.
Sino que Él vive su propia vida en mí.
Christ who lives his own life in me.
Bueno, resumiendo, que tenemos que borrar de nuestra mente.
What do we have to delete from our own minds?
Que somos pecadores salvados por gracia.
That we're sinners, old sinners saved by grace.
Tenemos que borrar de nuestra mente y de nuestro vocabulario.
We've got to delete it not only from our minds, but also from our vocabulary.
Somos justos.
We're the righteousness.
Ya no somos pecadores.
We're no longer sinners.
Solamente tenemos que creer.
We just need to believe
lo que la palabra dice que nosotros somos
says that we are
en Cristo Jesús.
In Christ Jesus.
Buenas nuevas, ¿verdad?
It's good news, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.